Hey, every podcasters, we're just talking about Shayna Blaze, who's coming in for a new show called Buying Blind, which is called a brand new property thriller. Which I think it sounds like a really good idea.
What a genre.
Yeah.
Am I going to die? Am I going to get a bargain on my house? I don't know.
As I said, I was trying to think of more movies that were sort of...
What's the one with Julia...
The Towering Inferno is sort of an action film.
The houseboat one with Brad Pitt.
Not Sleeping with the Enemy.
Cape Fear?
Oh, Cape Fear.
That could be like... That could be a terrifying like boathouse situation.
It's more of a holiday thriller.
Home Alone?
Yeah,
I mean, that's the ultimate.
No, well played.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And I said Pacific Heights, but no one's
it's
ever
good niche
get,
reference.
No one's going
to I know, I'm here for you.
But anyway, plenty in the podcast today.
Yes.
Your mum, lovely, Jenny.
Oh, shit. Can we edit that out?
No, she was great.
Hey, we had a proposal. I mean, that is radio Yahtzee. Every single exec at this company got a stiffy and he doesn't know why. 10 points
that's
for saying
why.
Stiffy in 2018.
Yeah, and that was really nice. So they're getting married at our party.
Yeah.
You can still get a ticket if you're in Sydney, todayfm.com.au.
You're on my holiday now too.
Oh yeah, we are to Vanuatu and the lovely Cal Wilson for the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yeah, big show. Thanks for potting.
Bye. Wear your wedding dress. Yeah, next Wednesday at Luna Park.
I'm so excited.
I saw mine.
I have to crack the box open, the hermetically sealed dry clean box, the big white one. My dress is in Tiff Evers, put in some acid-free tissue paper and wrapped up.
I don't know what we
she would have
with hers.
I feel like Tiff's the type of person that would do that.
Were you using it as a throw on the couch? I'll ask.
I did it and I'm going to crack it open for and I'm worried it's not going to zip up. But I'll just wear it as a hat.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're saying. If you've got anything from your wedding, bridesmaid, groom, wedding dress, come along, wear it in honour of the royal wedding, and it's at Luna Park. The rides are going to be turned on. Samantha Jade is going to be performing live at the party.
I'll be throwing a bouquet, which is poignant because...
If you catch the bouquet, thanks to airvanuatu.com, if you catch the bouquet, you're going to win a free holiday to Vanuatu, staying in a beautiful Warwick Le Lagoon resort, including breakfast. Vanuatu, less than 3.5 hours away with Air Vanuatu. Go to Air Vanuatu to learn more.
That's amazing.
But we also have another announcement to make.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It just keeps coming.
This is so exciting. And 131060, if you'd like to be a part of this, we want to give away a wedding. We want to marry. We'll have a celebrant. You'll have guests. You'll be able to bring some of your family. We want a wedding at the royal wedding dress wedding party.
Correct.
We're chucking in another wedding.
Another wedding. Why wouldn't we?
So maybe, 1360, why haven't you got married? Has he not asked you? You can't afford it. You haven't got around to it. You've been together too long.
Yep.
You've just got, life got in the way, guys. And you couldn't get married.
Yep.
And would you like to come to our wedding party and be married by a celebrant and with all of us as your guests? You're on Luna Park, it's on the harbour. The photos will be spectacular.
It's done.
People are ringing.
Yeah.
I didn't think people were ringing.
This is a friends of mine who have been together a long time and not married. They often say, look, it just gets ahead of us. This gets ahead of us and we couldn't do it. And so for whatever reason, and this is your chance. They're also, we're going to have a proper wedding cake for you to cut. There's going to be the first dance. There's going to be a photographer. You're going to get the whole bit.
Samantha Jade will sing your first dance song.
And also think about how wonderful it is to get married at Luna Park. Those photographs you're going to have forever.
100%. 30. And we'll provide the photographer. You don't even have to pay.
Nothing.
For an official. You're saving thousands.
Yep.
Call now.
We are talking our royal wedding dress party.
Wedding.
And next Wednesday at Luna Park, let Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information. And they are doing that with us because, Em, not only are we giving someone the chance to get to Vanuatu for catching the bouquet.
Yes,
Not only are the rides open, so there's brides on rides.
Yes, good hashtag.
Not only is Grant Denyer going to be walking around dressed as a page boy.
His idea. Strangely.
Yeah.
Kept pushing it in the meeting, said it 4 times.
Survey says.
It does, mate. It's a top answer. So we've got something else we're giving people a chance to do.
Get married, guys. I mean, if you're going to have a royal wedding party, you have to have a wedding at this wedding party.
A wedding.
So we're going to have a wedding and we put it out there and it turns out there are a lot of slack couples who just...
Yeah, man.
Life got in the way. And if the phones, I'm telling you, everything's blocked. People want this. If you don't get through now, please go to todayfm.com.au, go to the wedding dress party registration and say, hey, I want to get married next week. Catherine, though, got through. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Em. How are you going?
Good. Now, what, you've been with your partner for how long?
Almost 10 years.
Oh.
And are you guys engaged?
No, we're not.
Oh, you are jumping a step, Catherine. That's
okay.
Awesome.
So how would Shano feel if he just fronts up to a wedding?
Shay a quiet, shy guy, but look, Shane does anything to make me happy.
Well, let's find out. Because Shane's on the line. Morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Now, you have no idea why you've been called by Today FM to go on the radio this morning, do you?
No, but I'm starting to get a bit of an idea.
Hey, how come you guys aren't engaged after 10 years? What's been going on?
I'm not sure.
Are you just waiting for the right moment, Shano?
Yeah, that's right. Waiting for the perfect time.
So, well, is that now?
That could be now.
Go for it, mate.
Right now.
Go for it.
Catherine, will you marry me?
Yes, I will.
Oh, my goodness!
Well, how about you guys come to our wedding dress party, wedding at Luna Park, the most beautiful wedding venue in Sydney.
Weddings.
And do it. We'll put on everything. We got the photographer. Yeah. We got a cake. You can bring guests. We'll take care of everything. How about you do it with us next Wednesday night?
Oh, I'm crying.
Sounds great.
Oh. And don't worry, Catherine, you can have a real proper wedding later in the year too. We'll just be the start one. There'll be so many weddings. Going great.
Oh, my God, my stomach's doing flips right now. I'm so happy.
You go find yourself a dress, doll. You've got less than a week to get the frock. Go.
Oh, my God.
Can we give her some money to find a dress?
Yeah, we're going to.
Come on. Kim Jong Un's rolling her eyes.
Yeah. That's our North Korean producer, Kim Jong Un.
If anyone listening now has a wedding dress shop they'd like to lend a dress to Catherine, let us know.
Actually, you're right. 131060, if you are in the wedding dress industry.
Yeah.
And you would like to help out Catherine because she's just got engaged live on air, then this is your chance.
Oh,
you'll get big publicity through us with the photographs. We will mention you countless times on air.
Yes.
Shane will get a tattoo of your logo. That's unconfirmed.
Kim Jong-un wants to say something.
Or, Em, you can just lend her yours.
Oh, Kim.
I don't think she's going to want to wear it. It's an 11-year-old dress. It's not the most fashionable thing.
Can she wear yours, Kim?
Yeah, why don't she wear yours, mate?
Mine was leopard print, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, my God, I love you so much.
I'll be happy with anything.
All right.
We will be able to sort you out. Yeah. Hey, Shane, congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much.
You better call some parents or something.
Are you okay, mate?
Oh, the parents are babysitting right now.
Fantastic. All right,
there we go.
Exciting.
We are walking on sunshine here because for our massive wedding dress royal wedding party next Wednesday night at Luna Park, we've now got ourselves an actual wedding as well.
Yes, we needed more of that in that title. and we just heard Catherine and Shane. Catherine rang in and said, we've been together 10 years, not even engaged.
Yep.
And then we got Shane up. And we coerced him into proposing.
But he loved it. How are you feeling, Catherine?
Oh, I am so over the moon. I have butterflies in my stomach. Aww. I have tears rolling down my cheek. I'm so happy.
Well, you're engaged.
You're engaged.
Yay.
I know.
And people are ringing in. If 131060, if you've got something that you can offer Catherine and Shane to give to do for their wedding next Wednesday night, don't worry. You'll get plugged till the end of time by me. Jessica, straight away. Jessica, what would you like to offer Catherine?
Hi, guys. Good morning. We would like to offer you from Designer Smile Teeth Whitening teeth whitening package for your big day.
Yes. Thank you, Jessica. Great work. You are on board. Catherine, what do you reckon? Beautiful, beautiful white smile for the day.
That sounds lovely because I'm sure I'm going to be smiling a lot.
Thank you. Designer Smile all over Sydney. Well played. Oh, this is exciting. Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Bellos Bridal in Yowie Bay. So I'm ringing to offer a wedding dress.
Yes!
Oh, my God, I have goosebumps.
Oh, that is so beautiful. This is bellosbridal.com.au. Absolutely beautiful a place in Yowie Bay. Hey, Maria, thank you so much.
We'll get in touch with you.
Yep.
So it's great.
Stay there. Stay there because there's, but we need, flowers.
It's coming in. I'm seeing some flowers.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, is this Alison? Yeah. Alison, good morning.
Hi. Yes, hi. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Visually Creative. We're based at North Rocks.
Oh, what a place. And what would you like to offer beautiful Catherine?
We'd like to offer her bridal flower.
Yes.
Okay. and buttonhole for her groom.
Buttonhole, visually creative, Alison Flowers. Yes, I love this coming together.
We love it. Thank you, Alison.
Oh my
God. There we go. So Designer Smile, thank you so much.
Yep.
We got Velos Bride, thank you so much for the dress, and then Alison Visual Creative, the flowers are there.
It's gonna be amazing.
There's plenty of other things you can.
Oh,
if you, if we get something for Shane, like
he's got the buttonhole flower itch.
He does.
That's
fine. But he may need to be resuscitated at some point. If someone's got like an oxygen.
Is he still there? Or is he gone?
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
Back. What does he do for a living? Your beautiful partner, Catherine.
Shane's a diesel mechanic.
Of course he is.
Oh, yes, Queen.
Proper Aussie. Good on him. Out there working hard, gets a phone call. What on earth is this? And also, of course, on that night too, your wedding song, Catherine, is going to be performed by the beautiful Samantha Jade.
Incredible.
I know. And if you are on the hunt for the perfect Mother's Day gift, Samantha Jade's new album, Best of My Love, is in stores now with a stack of tributes to the greats of the disco era.
Well, next Wednesday night is shaping up to be epic. If you want to come along, todayfm.com.au. It's filling up fast. We've now got a wedding at the wedding party with a cake. We're giving away a holloway to Vanuatu.
It's huge.
The bouquet toss. Massive, massive night there at Luna Park. It's going to be huge.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for rescue remedy. Use only as directed.
16 minutes past 8. Yes, it's time for a Friday edition of Alpha Bucks. Help remove the stress from every high-pressure situation with rescue remedy. Use only as directed. And this morning we say hello to...
Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Are you ready to play today from Alpha Bucks?
I am. I'm really nervous.
And what are you hoping to spend the money on?
I'm hoping for it to actually go towards my wedding.
Oh, okay. Well, just for getting through, you've got a bunch of flowers, so congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. But right now, we need to focus down. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start. Angela, focus, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
All your answers must start with the letter P. P. Okay, you got that?
Okay.
What's your letter?
P.
Good.
Thank you.
For each question you get right, you score $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. We must take the first answer. The first thing you say, you can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready, Angela?
I'm ready.
All right. P is your letter. P. Name a fast food chain.
Oh, pass.
A European city.
Pass.
A book title.
Pippi Longstocking.
An instrument.
Piano.
A store.
Pass.
A position of leadership.
A position of leadership? Prime Minister.
A herb.
Pass.
A male celebrity.
Pass.
A type of nut.
Get one in. Get one in.
What? 300.
Peter Andre.
A type of nut.
A type of nut.
That's really bad. That's all I can think of.
$300 to you, Angela.
Yeah.
Put that towards your bombinieri. It'll be lovely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now it can go towards flower girl dresses. That's fantastic. Oh.
And also, I'm going to throw in a blow bar and co voucher, blow dry for you and a friend.
Good.
So have a nice.
Thank you, that's fantastic.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1, Today FM.
Grant, you're not with us. He's off racing one of his cars, but we did speak to his mum,
Glenys Denyer,
earlier this morning.
What a treasure. Just salt of the earth. Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't realise her son was reading pornography when he was 11, but you know, sometimes you've got to get the hard truths as a mother.
Yes, you do. And it is time to continue the Mother's Day special as we welcome...
Where's your mum? Why aren't we talking to your mum?
She's otherwise occupied. So M's mum, Jenny. Good morning again, Jenny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Can you just bear in mind everyone can hear this conversation, Jenny?
I know, but I already feel up against it since... You know, Grant's mum was lovely, you know, really nice. I can do lovely.
When? When did you learn lovely?
I can do it. I've been practicing.
Oh my God.
Give her a chance.
Thank you.
Jenny, here's a chance. Let's have a...
Thank you, Ed.
Let's have a...
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Here we go. Why don't you both try? Let's all do lovely for the next couple of minutes.
Have you met us?
Yeah, no, this is going well. Jenny, here we go. Why don't you tell us a lovely story about M as a child? A lovely story.
Go on, mate. What do you got? You can tell the time we climbed up a tree
house.
Let Jenny
have a go. Let Jenny tell us a lovely story.
Well, I think any stories about M have to be focused around communication, which he's excellent at. Okay. And interpretation. Okay. So when Vince would say to M, M would say, I'm going to do something, he would say to M, have you told your mother? And M would say, yes. But her interpretation of telling her mother is standing at the bottom of the stairs when your mother is upstairs in the shower and whispering really softly, Mum, I'll be staying out tonight. I won't be home. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, shut up, Mum.
And then she
would, I only did.
And then when Vince would say to her, have you told your mother? Truthfully, she had.
Well, I did, didn't I? Thank you.
Wow.
I see that all the time, just disappear.
That was it. And Vince would look at me in an accusatory tone like, but she said she told you. I said, yeah, maybe, but did I hear? Possibly not.
So there's a lovely story. Let's have another.
Can we end it, please?
No, this is fun.
I'm having a ball.
So, Jenny, M's obviously a wonderful performer, and did that start at a young age? Has she always been performing?
They're asking about the home concerts, Mum.
Constantly the home concerts. Constantly. We had to sit on chairs. Often a light refreshment would be placed to our left. Then there'd be a lot of shouting at other performers who were in the concert, who were possibly not of standard.
Now, were these trained professionals, these other people?
Often her sister and possibly the dog.
The dog's getting yelled at.
They were crap, to be honest.
For being out of time.
They weren't good.
They were terrible.
Stop licking yourself. That's not in the routine.
The performance was fluid. Yeah. Sometimes the costumes didn't stay intact the entire proceedings. There were lots of things went. The lighting, not good.
Oh, the lights.
All right, mate.
John Michael Housen over here. So Jenny, and here we are on Mother's Day because Em became a mother herself at a relatively young age.
Proud time for Mum.
Do you remember when, do you remember when Em first told you that you were 21, Em? Were you 21 when you were pregnant?
Yes, I was. Well,
do you remember when Em first told you she was pregnant when she was?
Well, I think I first hinted to her, listening to her symptoms, I said, is it possible you could be pregnant? There was a bit of a stunned silence on the end, and I think the call finished really quickly after that.
Got to go.
Yeah, and then I called her back, and I was.
Wow.
And then I had to turn up, and then I drove to their place, and then you just said, let's not tell Dad.
That's right. Let's leave that. Let's get a bit of context.
Yeah. Yep. A bit of context. Let's whisper it down the stairs when he's in the shower. That's the best way for us.
Oh, she liked that one, Ed.
Yeah, well,
never lasts at my day, so I got it. Well, that we'll wrap that up, Jen.
It has been lovely.
Happy Mother's Day.
Look forward to seeing you. Yeah,
just let me speak. If you just shut up for one minute.
Sorry.
Thank you very much for making me a strong person.
Thank you.
And all the things you instilled in me, especially being a left-wing, loud-mouth feminist. That has been a good thing. You were a little harsh on me early, but that's why I'm so anxious and good at everything because I was never good enough. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Happy Mother's Day, Jen.
Lovely. So lovely. In fact, there's a beautiful botanicals and fragrant flowers for Mother's Day from everyone.com. A beautiful bunch of mixed tulips for you, Jenny.
Tulips, Jen.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Now that I like. Thank you.
As opposed to what?
Sorry. Inappropriate. Sorry.
Get her off.
See you next time. See you next year. Bye, Jenny.
Oh, God.
That was nice.
That was you just got like if Hyacinth Bouquet on her best behaviour answering the phone.
That was lovely.
She's hectic.
Though she was being lovely.
But she criticised my lighting as a 6-year-old.
Well.
I had four torches gaffer taped to the roof and my bunk. Yeah. I thought the lighting was amazing.
But look at you now.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
The Eurovision Spectacular Edition. We cross live now to our correspondent. I don't know why I'm touching my ear.
Yeah, that was weird.
In Portugal, Miff Warhurst.
Hey. Oh, hello, hello, Eminet. It's amazing. I can't tell you how excited we are. Jess Malbone made it through, and it was just so wonderful. I've never been a part of something that had such a huge response from the thousands of people in the auditorium. Everyone was singing along to every single word. It was amazing.
Well, let's have a listen to you. You got a bit emotional when we found out Jess had made it through. Let's listen.
What a performance, girl. She did it.
She tore that to shreds. We are so proud of you. I have got chills. I'm a little bit teary.
I have to wipe my tears away. I need one.
Oh, Miffy.
I'm like a dodgy auntie that just can't help it. Like, get really emotional about an amazing performance. And fuck off, oh, God. She's my Jess now. Now that she's, you know.
She's your Jess. She's Australia's Jess.
Yeah, she's ours. Yeah. Now let's have a listen. She really gave it. I have to tell you, one of the few people that managed, she sung in tune and killed it, but a lot of people seem to struggle with nerves, but not our Jess. Have a listen.
Nice.
Can sing.
Oh, listen to that crowd.
Can sing.
Now, I know.
Miffy, you know, me and you, we bonded. Our friendship is a lot about Eurovision and tragic Europop. Who's your favourite? Besides Jess, obviously, I'll tell you, I'm loving Ukraine, who sets his piano on fire. For me,
that is
traditional old-school Eurovision.
Old-school Eurovision, and, like, he emerges out of a piano, which some say looks a bit like a coffin. Again, perfect kind of Eurovision, kind of Eurovision work. And he has, an eye contact that makes him look like he's got David Bowie eyes. There's just so much drama in that. I love Ukraine. I love Denmark. They're the Vikings. Just marching around looking handsome and beardy and just a strong motivational song that's about a Viking who's a pacifist. Work that out, because I've never heard of that before.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Also, the country
number from the Netherlands, Wayland, like, so much diversity in the musical palette. I cannot believe this. It's screaming metal. There'll be country. It's all over the shop, and that is Eurovision to me too.
Yeah, and look, Cyprus is the favourite. Eleni Fouria, she is super glamorous. She's amazing.
She is amazing. That's an incredible song. And, yeah, she's totally got massive Beyonce vibes and great hair. Amazing. Extraordinary outfit. It's just great. Yeah, it's like you'd have to get that thing off with a Bunsen burner because it's so tight.
Yeah, it's like they've stuck crystals directly onto her bottom. Let's have a listen to her.
Oh.
Forgettable. Nah, that's like an ad for a Nissan Micra. That is forgettable, Warhurst. That's forgettable.
Okay.
But I reckon it'll still get up there in the top ones because she's such a powerhouse to watch.
Look,
I have to agree. The song isn't as amazing as some of the others, like Netta from Israel. I think her
the chicken song.
Amazing, and it's chicken song, got chicken noises in it. I mean, who could get more Eurovision than that?
That's
what I mean.
Right.
If I'm ever allowed to compete with this country, which I'm hotly campaigning for, I want swans and dry ice and wings and men in white
all
linen behind me. I mean, we've got to take it back to 80s Eurovision, Warhurst.
Yeah.
I think we do. And, you know, and when it happens, I hope you are going to represent Australia.
Joel, I'm Italian. I have every right to be there. I'm actually European, and I know that when I am, you will cry strong, hot tears for me.
I'm so hot for this idea. Let's make it happen. Hashtag
Eurovision. It's in.
Hey, the grand final, it's 5 o'clock Sunday morning on SBS, and then you've got to replay that night, Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Miff Warhurst will be watching. Cheer on Jess for us, live from Portugal. Speak to you soon,
Miff.
Thanks,
Miffy.
Go well.
Oh, thank you, too. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
That's entertainment.
Now, we know that Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and we have ourselves a world exclusive.
You just caused a lot of panic for a lot of men.
Well, yeah.
What? Yes.
Maybe a little bit of panic for our friend Grant, because, mate, this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yes. We have with us, and she's avoided this my entire 20-year career in media. She never, ever pops her head up to do an interview or be on anything. She refuses. But she's with us right now, my mum, Glenys Denyer.
Great
to have you. Yay!
Hi, Mum. Happy Mother's Day for this weekend.
Oh, thank you. So this is my present.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I'm saying this in lieu of a present. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
No.
Glynis, if you could take us back to, say, 5 to 10-year-old Grant, how would you describe him as a child?
Easy. Really easy.
What about the time he ran away but ended up behind your house flipping through some adult magazines that he found?
She does not know that story.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell your mum about that time?
I was in trouble once and I knew to stay away from you when you were angry because you frightened me. And so I ran off when we were living on the Central Coast of New South Wales. I ran off into the bush behind us and I hid in this pile of bushes.
Oh,
and I found
where the old fort was.
Yeah, where I used to claim I had a fort was actually just a pile of pornos.
Glynis.
See, there are a lot of things that mothers shouldn't know.
And that was one of them, Grant. You've just shattered her and her vision of you. Was he a ladies' man? Did he have lots of girlfriends?
He had one little girlfriend. Oh. Her name was Freya.
Oh, we've heard about Freya before.
No, Taya.
Taya. Yeah, she was a lovely little thing.
Oh, is there anything you want to shadow your mum about with Taya?
She's the first person I ever held hands with.
I'm glad.
I was like
that.
In year one.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a real little sweetie.
You're saying that like she's better than my current wife.
Don't say current wife.
Nobody is better than your wife.
Oh, you love a bit of Shezzy, do you?
Absolutely adore her.
So there's no mother-in-law issues here?
No. Oh, well, not on my part.
All right, now your mum has been so kind to come in, but we do need to let her go and live her own life. Mr. Denyer, Grant, anything you'd like to say to lovely Glynis for Mother's Day?
Thanks for giving me the sense of humour that I have that I've had that's got me through life. I think a lot of people stop me in the street and go, you're so funny on Family Feud and we love watching every day and all my humour comes from you. You gave me that.
Well, you're the one that called me Roseanne for about 10 years.
Living with Mum Connell was like living with Roseanne Barr.
Tough love. I like it.
What a compliment. Glynis Denyer, thank you so much. Lovely
you're
to meet
welcome.
You.
Happy
okay.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's thank Day.
You. Love you, Mum.
Love you too, darling. Where's my Jag?
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't come on unless I bought her a Jag.
Have you not bought your mum a car yet?
No.
I bought my dad a car.
I've given my mum a car.
Why didn't you give your mum a car?
Hey, yes. do you like Corollas, Mum?
No, I know how much you earn. Give her a Jag.
I
right
had
now,
one.
Commit to giving
you
your mum a
Jag. You did have
the
Corolla.
No, commit
I
to giving
you drive in your Corolla.
Commit to giving Glynis a Jag.
I bought my dad a car.
Mum,
your TV show's just been axed. Commit.
I've never been poorer, and I'm going to buy you a car. That's how much I love you, and thank you for bringing me to this world.
What a sacrifice.
Oh, darling, you're welcome.
Thanks, Glynis.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au. Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
7:10. Yeah, here we go. Today FM's $100,000. Beat the bomb.
Sorry, Eurovision's happening. Jess has made the final, as you've heard, and our sassy girl from Slovenia, Ed and I, weren't sure.
Yeah,
her song was called Yeah Nah.
But it was in Slovenian. So
yeah, she's made the final, guys.
She has.
We're very excited. Well done, Jess.
Well done, Jess. Into the final. And well done, Kylie from Campbelltown. You got through, Kylie.
Good morning. How you going?
Yeah, going really well. And how much are you hoping for in Beat the Bomb?
Oh, look, a minimum of 1,000 would be great.
Well, all right.
So we'll see how we go. See how far we can push it.
What would you like to do with the cash?
My mum was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer at the end of last year, so I'd love to take her away for a few days.
That's a nice idea.
Well, just for getting through, you've already got a beautiful bunch of mixed tulips just in time for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
From everyone.com.au and for yourself as well, Kylie. All right, here we go. Beat the bomb. You know how this works. We're going to light the fuse and all you have to do is yell out stop before the bomb goes off. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty handed. Does that all make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse?
Yes, I am. Yep. Let's light it.
Okay, let's light the fuse.
800 dollars. $1,100. $1,250. $1,290. $2,000.
Stop.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop. Yes. $2,000!
Oh, you can take your mum away.
Thank you so much. You just made my Friday. Happy Friday, guys.
Yes.
Happy Friday to you. Oh, you wanted 1,000, you got 2,000. So that's really great, Kylie. Congratulations. Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
And now it's time to see how far you could have gone. Are you ready?
Yep.
$2,350. $2,400. $2,500.
You played well, Kylie.
Thank you.
Well,
good result.
Done. Now, the new show is Hindsight, and it's on Saturday night, Sunday night at the Comedy Store in Moore Park. Tickets are available at comedy.com.au. Good morning, Cal Wilson.
Good morning.
Well. Hindsight. Good name for a show.
Great. And in hindsight, it should have been called something else.
Really? I think it's a great idea.
It's good.
It turns out to be it's about anxiety rather than hindsight.
Ah.
But it all ties in.
It does.
Steve Jobs said that famously. He gave that commencement speech where you look back and you can join the dots with hindsight. You can see exactly why things happen or where you went wrong.
Yep.
Is that what you're...
Sort of, but I've realised it's about stuff that worries me and things that... My favourite part of the show is I just read out a list of my fears and behaviours and the audience tells me whether I'm weird or not. Oh.
May we have one?
Every time the baggage belt starts up, I'm convinced my luggage will have exploded.
That exploded?
Well, yeah, like, you know, I always had that fear when the belt starts. I'm like, is today the day my undies come out as a parade?
See, I have belt anxiety, but more that I'm going to miss it and I'm going to have to wait for it to do another round.
Oh, see, that's a much more relaxing fear.
Like they're skipping rope, like, okay, it's my turn. And I've got to get it. If I don't get it straight away, I'm worried I'm going to...
Yeah, you're going to... And someone else will pick it. Yeah, someone else will take it.
Has that ever happened?
No, but the other day I was at Melbourne Airport and I watched a tube of toothpaste go around by itself twice.
Could have been yours.
Oh, I was like, that's so stressful because either that suitcase has exploded or that person doesn't realise that's just carry on.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm going to check this.
Yeah, no, madam, you don't need to, but I just really, I've got too much in my hands.
Trust me.
Yeah. Give me another one.
Another one, please.
I drive a little bit worse if my husband is in the car.
Same.
Worse as in veering or slower?
You just feel anxious. You probably don't know this. I don't know whether Tiffany, you have to have this conversation with Tiff. But that, like, I'm a great driver until Chris sits in the passenger seat and then I'm just like those little judgy eyes. I keep my hands at 10 to 2.
Same.
Do you?
Yeah. And don't they like to tell you, I wouldn't have gone this way? Oh, well, I'm driving.
Yes.
He loves to tell me the way he would have gone, a better way.
Yeah.
I get the same. I get very like performance anxiety.
Yeah.
What about parking then? If he's in the car and
he has to put a blanket over his head.
Yeah. Oh, I just get out. I just go, here, do it.
You do it.
I'm the same.
And also, you got a new podcast. Now, this is a really good idea. It's called Troll Play.
Yes.
And you're doing it with some other comedians, Alice Fraser and Sammy Shah.
Amazing.
Tell us the idea behind Troll Play.
So it's just that, you know, I don't know whether you've encountered this, Ed, but sometimes people on the internet aren't nice.
Yeah,
I won't have it.
Come on, Cal. Sorry, I don't know where you're dwelling. Another one of your crazy fears, Cal.
No, totally, I've made it up.
You're weird.
Come on, mate.
You get on the internet and your whole life explodes on the baggage belt. So it's just taking trolls and just kind of turning it into lovely stuff. So we sort of find like... horrible comments and then just kind of extrapolate out.
Turn it into like songs and poetry.
Well, yeah, just turn it into, you know, think about what that person must be feeling when they wrote that. And
then also,
do you give them a backstory?
Sometimes.
You see, we
came up with the theory that anyone who writes nasty letters or nasty emails, they're not dressed. Like they're just doing.
That's a very interesting idea.
They're doing it in their undies.
I like that.
Second time I've mentioned undies. I'm just too excited and the suitcase exploding.
Fine, Tom. It's okay.
Excellent. Okay, Hindsight. It's on Saturday and Sunday night, Comedy Store in Moore Park. Tickets are available at comedy.com.au. May I have a double pass to give away, please?
Yes.
131060, if you would like to go along, please bring your tubes of toothpaste for Cal Wilson to sign because you know that's what's going to happen, don't you?
Oh, imagine. Now that you get a sponsor. That's my thing.
Yeah. You've never done an ad. Have you done ads?
No.
I don't think I've ever known you to do an ad. Have you turned down it? You would have turned down some ads.
Yeah. mainly for toothpaste. Mainly for and cheap luggage. I don't do cheap
luggage.
No
way. Never. Not way known. Thank you, Cal.
Thanks, Cal. Wear your wedding dress. It's going to be so much fun. Wear your wedding dress. Why should you wear it only once? Let Luna Park Weddings create an unforgettable wedding day for you. Visit lunaparkweddings.com for more information. I'm sure we had that cut down.
That's the cut down.
Oh, God, we need to cut it down again.
Long away.
I'm the Baz Luhrmann of openers. I got no one saying no. I've got too many yes men around me.
Oh, yeah, don't make me. Oh, she's making me do Baz Luhrmann facts, which I won't. So,
okay.
Here we go. It's next Wednesday. It's our wedding dress, royal wedding dress party. Mm. Anything that you've had that's wedding based to wear, a bridesmaid's dress, a wedding dress,
yeah.
a tuxedo if you're a groom.
And a lot of people are like, oh, I can't fit into my wedding dress anymore. Well, guys, I'm going to crack open the box next week, and there's a very real chance this thing's not going to zip up. So we'll all be in the same boat.
You should wear a little something.
Just on your head.
Whatever you like. Maggie from Hoxton Park, I believe that you're more than qualified to come along.
Yes, I am definitely more than qualified. I've actually been married twice, so I have two amazing dresses to pick from.
Bring them both. Well, have a costume change, Joel. That's what I've been saying to everyone.
I think I will, halfway through, definitely.
Now, Maggie, you don't sound that old.
No, I actually got married quite young, and it didn't work out, and I was very fortunate to marry the love of my life last year.
Oh, well done.
So that dress still fits me.
Yeah. All right. Love to have you there, Maggie. So please come and join us,
awesome.
Which is fantastic.
Thank
fun.
You.
Yeah, and also I'll be throwing the bouquet, and whoever catches it gets the gold of Vanuatu.
Do they ever, Vladimir? A flight over Vanuatu, if you catch the bouquet, return flights going to Air Vanuatu, five nights at Warwick La Lagoon. What a great name.
Oh, I love La Lagoon.
But the word Warwick next to it, Warwick La Lagoon, including
Warwick.
Breakfast. It's going to be what a great, beautiful place to go. Fly to Vanuatu, less than 3.5 hours with Air Vanuatu. Go to airvanuatu.com to learn more.
Thank you, airvanuatu.com.
Yeah, great stuff.
They've ponied up. They go, hey, we heard about your party. Can we give you a trip? I go, yeah, airvanuatu.com.
Beautiful.
Bloody can, as long as it's at the bloody Warwick La Laguna.
It's a trip to paradise just thrown in. Here are some royal wedding stories that you may have missed.
Because I'm thirsty.
Everyone is.
Is Tiff thirsty?
Well, this is how this started. She was complaining yesterday that she couldn't find any news stories about the royal wedding online.
There's none. And they're all rehashed crap. Okay, what do you got?
Not here. I'll start with the Meghan Markle's wedding dress must be approved by the Queen.
Tell me more. She's in lockdown right now. 2 weeks, she's not allowed to be seen in public.
Meghan.
Uh-huh.
See, there's already new information.
100%.
So the Queen gets a sneak peek of all royal wedding dresses, and she has to approve it. She has to give formal consent.
Handwritten letter?
For the dress.
Dear Meghan.
I think she has to stamp the dress with wax.
Oh, I love that. Just put a seal on the bust.
Royal seal.
Come here and I'll put some hot wax on your chest.
But imagine that. It's like that Say Yes to the Dress show or whatever it is. But Meghan has to parade around in front of the Queen to see if she... approved.
I would watch the shit out of that.
So would I.
What a reality TV show.
Amazing.
That's a good fact, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's come out today that Meghan Markle dated porn star Simon Rex just before Prince Harry.
Hello.
What?
Then we dig deep further into this. He was on Scary Movie.
Oh.
And
okay, with Charlie Sheen.
Leading up to, I don't know if they were home movies with Charlie Sheen. In the lead up, he won an award for best gay solo video in 1997. That's fantastic.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he's now a comedian / rapper using the rap name Dirt Nasty. Oh. And look, he's just living his best life. And the caption under his Twitter profile is, I think I have a coke problem. So, I mean, you'd be wrapped.
Is he coming to the wedding?
Maybe, but then when you read further down in this article, Markle had a single date in 2004 with Scary Movie actor Simon Rex.
Right. So, yeah, okay.
It's not like she was hanging out on the set of Saving Ryan's Privates and waiting for the fluffer to be done so they could go to Hungry Jack's.
And the last story for today is...
Corgis dressed up as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle recreate the wedding in New York City.
Yep.
This is where we've got to, guys. This is the kitten up the tree.
Dressed a bunch of corgis up and they have...
Stunning.
And they've done their own little royal wedding.
They've even, look at the guards. What are they called with the fluffy...
The beef eaters. The guys who are stoic. They had guards and everything.
This is so good.
Apparently the Camilla Corgi took a crab on the lawn, which they're worried she may do. Anyway.
Oh, poor Camilla.
Yay. Good fun. Wait. ABC commentator.
Tell me.
A expert, a author and educator. Went on an ABC News segment and said that babies should ask for consent.
You
should ask a baby's consent before you change their nappy. Take it away, commentator on the ABC.
I work with parents from birth.
From birth?
Just about how to set up a culture of consent in their home. So I'm going to change your nappy now. Is that okay? Of course, a baby's not going to respond. Yes, Mum, that's awesome. I'd love to have my nappy changed. But if you leave a space and wait for body language and wait to make eye contact, then you're letting that child know their response matters.
Okay. I understand. That is ridiculous on 8 levels, but I understand the feeling behind it. I also understand if the kid's like 2 and can answer you.
It's a baby.
But if you have a 3-week-old child laying down in front of you, just learning how to survive, you're not going to take the time to go, now listen, you've done a massive dump and I can smell it. Your father can smell it. It's spurted up your back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if mummy cleans it off you now?
No, sorry. I've actually got a few things I need to take care of.
But I'd really like to change it.
Well, I know you want to, but I've got a little bit going on here.
Can I book an appointment to do it?
Well, you'd have to talk to my dummy. I'll be dealing with that for a little bit and then I've got to...
Got a bit on? I love fully grown baby eggs. We need to do that more often.
Give me a break.
Yeah, you're a fighter.
Well, I've only had a baby for 8 months.
Oh, you're an expert.
But
you basically birthed the child yourself.
I can honestly tell you that when you go to change the baby's nappy.
Oh, my God.
He's at the age now where he doesn't love getting his nappy changed.
Is he just weeing everywhere still?
On dad.
Crazy.
Yeah, dad is a real...
That thing's just whizzing around.
Yeah.
What about he asks your permission to piss on your face?
Well,
excuse me, Dad.
Traditionally...
Would you mind if I host you with my tiny willy?
And if Grant was here, he's the expert in that type of thing, but he's not. So we're going to Jess from Reevesbury instead. Hey, Jess.
Morning, guys.
Oh, how are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This sounds crazy to us, but I believe you've got a different take on it.
Tell us.
I work in the childcare industry, and basically it just teaches, like, respect for their body and, you know, general conversation. I mean, every day when we're feeding babies, little babies, we say to them, open your mouth as we give them a spoonful of food. Expecting them to understand to open their mouth. They don't really, but they learn through that conversation.
So you think the little kids lying there going, oh, my God, why are they dacking me? What have I done? Why are they taking my pants?
Is that
the notion? Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. All of a sudden, you know, they're playing and then all of a sudden we pick them up and we lay them down and take their pants off. It can be, although we don't see it as confronting, it could be kind of confronting for them.
But so don't just you think those it's more confronting than a giant poo in your section?
But, I mean, we sit there and we baby talk to them and we expect them to, like, understand and respond and stuff like that. So why aren't we using, you know, adult language, as people would say,
just to kind of
build up those skills?
Right. And before we get any letters, we understand the importance of teaching children to make sure that people ask permission before they touch their bodies. Like, obviously that is something that's great. Yeah. But a 3-week-old, a 6, like a 2-month-old, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
Let's wait till they can understand.
You know, because if you asked my son, even at 8 months old, what would you like to do now, his response would always just be, yeah, grab some boob, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon I have some boob.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Joined in the studio now by Lackey Jack.
Morning.
Hello, mate. Hello, mate.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're excited.
There's a lot of trivia fans on this team.
We're all silly for it.
We love it, and we love it. What's your trivia team name? Do you have one?
No, but I used to play every week with the guys from the video store at a...
So nerdy, I can't believe you guys were single.
Safe to say the movie segment, we were fine, but other bits we struggled.
Yeah, we were always Trivia Newton-John.
Which is a wonderful name.
I mean, I know that everyone was that, but it was just our favourite.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
Internet Kieran, our internet hero, he's got on a winning streak of some sort.
For trivia?
Local trivia.
Yeah.
You play in a 2-person team, don't you, kids?
Oh, there's like 4 of us, but on Sunday we got a full round, 12 right out of 12.
Wow. And isn't it true you have to sneak out to play trivia?
Every weekend.
So he waits for his girlfriend to have her Sunday nap and out he goes. How's that? Cheating on his girlfriend with trivia. So sad.
Wow. So, but Lackey Jack, we were chatting. We're like, look, maybe there's a new way that this can be done, correct?
So yes. Because why do you want right answers?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boring.
The problem with sort of pub trivia and that type of trivia is that you have to sit down and it's a bit staid. Boring. And I used to host trivia nights as well and it can get a bit annoying. Safe to say that there might be a funner way to do it, Jack. So what did you do?
Well, I went out to some pubs and bars in Sydney and I played spontaneous happy hour trivia with some people who obviously maybe had a few.
Oh, okay. Now, they're happy. What time was? What time did these? Did happy hour trivia take place?
Well, it started at about 6, and then I kept going till probably about 9. So,
fantastic. That's enough time for people to get nice and happy. And what type of venues did you? Give us some of the venues.
Well, I went to Scary Canary because apparently I was there on Wednesday. Yeah. And that's a big student night on a Wednesday.
Great.
And students just love it. So, you know, they're all about trivia. They're all about learning.
Sure.
So
they're
on, they're all on, about learning. They're on board.
That's good. Yeah.
Then I went to Starbar.
There we go, baby.
Gee, that would have been heckers.
Which I kind of fell in love with. I think it's
how good
my
is
new.
It?
Yeah.
It's oh, my Jack, new babe. That's you and me, man. I've done some of my finest work at Starbar.
What kind of work did you do?
I told you, there was the night that we all got kicked out because my friend threatened the DJ with a stool for not playing the song they wanted.
What was the song they wanted?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Fair enough.
It had already been played.
He's in the right.
He was from the country and he loved it. And it was a girl.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. Play Cotton Eye Joe. Waving the stool. Right. That's it. You lot are out. Love the Starbar.
All right. So you played some pop-up trivia, happy hour trivia.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
What is the order of the planets in our solar system?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Earth, and then the Sun.
From Sun to Uranus? Yeah. Wait, are we counting?
Pluto's the furthest.
No, that's Uranus.
No, Pluto's the furthest.
Oh no, they don't count Pluto anymore.
Oh well, I don't know.
How many people live in Sydney?
8 billion.
No, like 4 million.
6 million.
42,000.
4 to 5 million.
I'm not from here, bro.
42,000.
5.4 million.
Quick math question. What's 6 times 8?
6, 8, 16, 24, 40, 52?
63.
No. Oh, damn. 50s. Is it 60s? 58.
I think I know the answer, but I don't want to sound stupid.
55.
I think it's 68.
It's 48.
No.
Dang. Quick maths.
Wait.
I'm on Big Ben. Quick maths. Man knows maths.
2 plus 2 is 4. Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Can you sing me the first verse of the Australian National Anthem?
Lord, can you sing the first word and we'll go from that.
Australia.
And all let us rejoice. Good, we are young and free.
Boom.
I couldn't sing you the first word.
Australians all let us rejoice, for we are young and free.
What did Khloe Kardashian name her newborn daughter?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, that is fun, Jack. We're
going to
do that again. That could be otherwise known as Backpackers Can't Do Math.
Yeah.
Well played, Jack.
You know where I was? It was very cold yesterday. Cryotherapy.
Yeah. You had cryotherapy.
You feel like a candidate for cryotherapy.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but I got put into a little container with your head out that was unbelievably cold and then taken out.
Okay. This was a little different.
Okay.
So you strip down to your undies and then you put on a pair of Crocs with some socks and some other mitts and some ear warmers.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pick a song. And then you walk into an initial room that's, I think it's like minus 10 to kind of acclimatize. And they tell you to cover your nipples.
Which is still cold.
Oh, yeah. They tell you to cover your nipples.
Good.
And then, so you walk in holding your boobs to the actual cold chamber. Because apparently your nipples can get frozen.
Oh. Snap frozen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa.
I know. So I walked into and the other one's minus 110.
Whoa. You walked into that or you get?
I walked into it. Yeah, I didn't get pushed. No. Yeah, so you do initial room. And you go into the freezing cold room and they play the music and then you're in there for 3 minutes and you dance to your song while your body temperature drops. And it is so challenging and everything felt like it was caving in. You're going to take little breaths.
Yeah.
And the last minute was some of the toughest times I've ever had. And then I got out and it was just like drugs.
Do you feel good?
Yes.
Now, when you say you get out,
your skin is all numb and you got little white, looks like you've been playing in the snow, got little white on your eyelashes, and wow. Then all of a sudden the warm air hits your skin and it's like this rush, this whoosh of adrenaline.
But is the next room you go into after the cryo, is that, because you know, like the traditional version in sort of Sweden is in the sauna, into the ice pool, or the other way around. Yeah. So do you go from very cold to hot or to room temperature?
Just room temperature.
Wow.
And then you go sit on a bike. And you do a little bit of light exercise.
It's good, blood pump.
And it's amazing.
Feel good?
Yeah, I felt really good. I slept well because apparently it realigns your sleep cycles.
What?
Yeah. So it really made a difference for my sleeping last night. And I got home quite late because I went to see Hillary, which we'll get to. Yeah. And I was able to drop off, which I'm never able to drop off. And then
How often do they say you can do it?
Well, they say to do it in bursts. But then I had a bit of a moment of like, I've never been more white and privileged than right now. I paid $75 to stand in a room for 3 minutes and get cold. Mm. I felt a little bit weird about it after. Like, it's a lot of money. Like, yeah. I think about my immigrant father hearing me do that, and he would just offer to shove me outside at 2 a.m. in the winter and play the radio through the door.
It can be free.
Yeah.
Well, the coldest I think I've ever been was when I stood in the freezer at McDonald's in Bondi Junction.
Well, this is the same thing. A bunch of teenagers could be doing cryotherapy at work.
freezing their pimples off.
Just kidding.
Which I did ask. I said, please freeze pimples off.
Yeah.
And I said,
nah.
What are you talking about?
Get out of the freezer, you weirdo.
Yeah, you're a loser.
Yeah, and then I went and I had lunch. It was because my best friend is at the big gay weddings happening in 5 weeks, so we're very excited. And then we went to see Hillary Clinton.
And Hillary's doing her national tour.
I don't know if she's doing a national tour.
She's
shopping around.
Yeah.
No, I was lucky enough to see her last night. Julia Gillard. And I have to tell you, it was a little disappointing.
So when I see that Hillary Clinton's doing a talk, I would assume that I would walk in and then the mic would, a single mic, and then please welcome Hillary Clinton.
No.
And she comes out and she does a talk and then there's Q&A.
No, it was actually, we got there and the line, it took us 45 minutes to get in because they had three guys checking bags and there was 5,000 women. There were no men. So everyone had a handbag. And then the way they were checking bags was they would just lean over and they were okay, so worried they'd see a pair of undies.
All right.
They weren't checking it well. So then American security obviously got wind of this. So then everything stopped down and then all these American security turned up. So then we were, oh my God, and then we finally got in and then they had a choir of these amazing kids and they're amazing, but everyone's like, all right, come on, wind it up. And then they had some woman who ran it to have a speech. Then Annabelle Crabb came out and gave a speech. And by this time, it's
Annabelle Crabb gave a speech.
Yes.
Well,
she's not at the ICC tonight, actually. What? Guys, if you want to go.
Okay, yep, all right.
And then Hillary came out and she had a big scarf on covering her shoulders and she was walking, like, I think she had either a back brace or a bulletproof vest on under her jacket.
And then
she did some gear. I'll be honest, I've heard this gear before. She talked about how she had a Chardonnay and went for lots of long walks after she lost the election. Like, it was just gear I knew.
But did she, was the focus of her chat the election?
I was just throwing shade at Donald Trump, a lot of it.
Okay.
And a lot of it was about what she's been doing with her time, but mainly it was to flog her book. The whole thing felt like an elaborate book sale. She kept saying, in the book, and if you've read the book, and in the book.
She doesn't need the money. The Clintons are so disgustingly rich.
She got 400 G's to do the event. Would
you have gone again? Knowing what you know now, would you go back to the ICC tonight?
Just to see Julia. She's so delightful. So Julia comes out and interviews her for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Well, they talk about losing elections.
No, it was just questions like, Julia, she never got to be in an election. That's the thing.
Well, not even close.
Yeah.
No, well, she does an election. It was just an internal one, which is even worse.
She opened with, when you were a little girl, did you ever think?
Oh, God.
And I was like, boo! I was heckling them. God's I wanted sake. To know, why did you arm Syria? How did you take Bill back after what he did with Monica Lewinsky? How have you stayed true? How do you reconcile that?
What's up with that scarf?
What's going on with your big, massive scarf?
Question from the back. Yeah, what's up with that scarf?
Why are you wearing a doona on stage?
It is Beef Week. Sadly, today Grant's not with us. Well, he's with us.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ed.
Thanks, mate. But in person, he's off racing one of his little cars.
In his Just
Cuts. Shake a fries, please.
Have you seen his green Just Cuts car?
Yeah.
His favourite thing in the world.
He does love it.
He's racing today.
His new Lotus.
Yeah, but he's colourblind, hoping that he gets to the start line. I did notice we highlighted that in a video yesterday.
Oh, no. That needs to come down.
Yeah.
Hey, Beef Week. It's been Beef Week.
Are you trying to pick me up?
Hey, Beef Week.
Hey, Beef Week.
It's my nickname for you. Hey, Beef Week. It has been Beef Week.
You've been very excited about this.
I have. And I've been annoyed that we haven't done the Beef Week things that I've been hoping about.
I'm sorry, but this wedding dress party made of beef that was not going to happen.
Can't have two.
So sorry.
But we're on the phone. We do have a dairy farmer called John Fairley from Country Valley with the Adopt a Cow program. I love this. Hello. G'day, John.
G'day, Ed. How are you?
Well, look, first things first, thank you for being a dairy farmer. It is an absolutely crucial part of national infrastructure that doesn't get enough attention. So thank you for doing that.
That's fine. That's good.
We love you, John. We also feel a bit weird talking to you without Grant Denyer because he's a fellow cow farmer.
No. I wanted to ask you that. Now, John, now that Grant's not here, we'll play this to him, right? Because you know he claims to be a farmer.
He does.
Did you know that?
Grant. Right.
Here, guess how many cows. Okay, well, how many cows do you think? What's the lowest amount of cows you can have to have a herd of cows, John?
We milk 100 cows a day. We've got to feed them through the drought.
Yeah. Okay, so Grant Denyer claims to have a herd of cows. He only has five.
He's five.
Good on him. That's a nice hobby to have.
This is a world weary. He doesn't have time for your shit, Daniel. John's got 100 cows to take care of, guys.
Exactly. And you've been doing it since the 1850s.
Not personally, but my family. Yeah.
Your family.
Looking good, John.
It must be the dairy. But, mate, you came up with a really novel way for people to help and for people to get involved because, sadly, you're in the grip of some unprecedented dry conditions and, as you said, you still got to feed them and you've still got to sort of continue on. So what did you come up with?
We've decided to adopt our cows. So if anyone can help me get through the drought until the end of September, they'll get an adoption certificate and a photo similar to what I sent to you today.
Yes,
of their cow.
Yep.
And they can name the cow. And
so cute.
If they pay a certain amount of money, they get a farm tour as well to come and say hello to it.
God, that's good for kids. That is so good. You can watch cow being milked live, watch the calves being fed. Kids would absolutely love that, John.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah, they're the best fun when you have some kids up there.
This is great. So it's $1,350 pays for all the food for a cow until September 30, and you get the tour. Mm. And I think that's reasonable and worthwhile investment. Mm-hmm. We're going to sponsor a cow.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yes. We're very happy to do it, John.
Yes.
But here we go. We don't want to name it. We're going to get our friends who are listening to us right now to help us name the cow.
John, do you name the cows, all 100 of them?
They've all got numbers at the moment. It's quite impersonal.
So. Yeah, it's not as romantic to say, come here, number 63.
No. Hey, all right, John, all the details, if people want to get involved, all the links are up on our socials and our Facebook page, todayfm.com.au. John Fairley from Country Valley, good to speak to you, mate. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you.
Thanks, John. And we've got a cow now.
This is your chance.
This is your...
If you would like to name our cow...
Yeah.
131060. Not only are you going to get Glory Everlasting, everyone we speak to is going to get the bunch of mixed tulips. So that is your Mother's Day gift.
Beautiful.
Partly sorted.
Perfect. What do you want to... What's your submission for the name?
I'm going to just... I haven't thought about it.
Okay.
I'll come back with mine.
Okay.
And then there's also a major prize for our cow namer as well.
Oh.
Which I left the sheet outside, so I'll go and get. 131060, what should we name our cow? 131060, we'd like you to help us name our cow.
Yes.
Because a dairy farmer just in Picton actually is having a tough time feeding the cows. It's a drought and has come up with a great idea that you can sponsor a cow and then you can go and visit the cow, see the cow, pictures of the cow.
Meet the cow, the whole bit.
It's cute as.
John Fairley from Country Valley.
Yeah.
So please go and sponsor one of his cows so he can feed them.
And we've done that and we need a name.
Yeah. I would like to submit girlfriend. Just so John has to stand in the paddock and yell, girlfriend! Do you want your food, girlfriend?
That's fun.
Yeah, right.
Now, Dylan. Dylan's actually from Thirlmere, which is not too far from Picton. Now, Dylan, what is your cow name?
Mate, I have to go with Old Faithful, and that's Bessie.
Yeah, isn't Bessie a good name for a cow? Mm. You don't hear that anymore. Yeah, you've straight away you got the bunch of mixed tulips from Flowers for Everyone. Thank you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, well played.
Give those to someone on Mother's Day or just keep them for yourself and eat them as a delicious snack.
Have we got, we're still finding that grab, the Homer Simpson Eats Flowers grab.
Sarah in Strathfield, hello.
Hello.
Sersie.
Hey, so I've got a really fabulous name. So it's Moodonna.
Moodonna!
Oh. Hey, you're Sarah, snap, because mine was going to be Mariah Carey.
Good.
This sounds a little bit better.
Yours is better.
This is
right.
Game that keeps going. Muonse.
Oh, Muonse.
Muin Dilon, Celine Dilon, Muon, Streisand doesn't work as well.
Sarah, you're in the lead at the moment. You've also got the Flowers, well played. He's Sean from Lithgow. Sean, what are we going to call this cow?
I was either thinking Beefy or Big Mac.
I love that. Big Mac's amazing.
Big Mac.
Sean's into it. He's cracked himself up.
He's having a good time.
He's just living his best life. You're doing good gear on the radio.
Do you know what? You're all winners. $100 Bavarian beer vouchers for everybody who's thrown up a name. But what are we going to go with? Moodonna.
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 Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moodonna.
Yeah, Sarah, congratulations. Everybody we spoke to, he's got the flowers from everyone.com.au for Mother's Day. Thank you all. Now, this is the time where I get upset because it was Beef Week.
Yeah.
And I had a huge amount of things planned for Beef Week.
What did you have?
And they all got kicked off the rundown by our tyrannical producer.
Oh, Kim.
Kim Goebbels.
Oh, jeez. And Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
That's who Kim Jong-un was named
but
after.
Worse.
She's got the worst flat top. You should see it.
Would you like to hear the things that I had planned that got for
From
Beef
Kim
Week?
Kim Jong-un,
that
yes.
Kim Jong-un booted? Take it away, sad former promo.
It's Beef Week, and today AFM is the meat in the meat sandwich. We've got everything. Monday, win 10,000 sausages with Beef the Bovine. 10,000 sausages. 20,000 sausages.
Oh, no, I didn't win nothing.
All new segments. Beef, beef, beef. Have you beef paying attention? And we go in-depth with a dairy cow as part of Ask Moo Anything. Immigration Minister Peyton Zunford to Port a Vegan. And Grant Denyer reports live from underneath a belted Galloway.
G'day, guys. I'm standing up fully and my head is not touching the bottom of the cow's stomach.
That's all coming up at Today FM's Beef Week special. And go to the Today FM website for your chance for a one-on-one meeting with the beef chillerette, the Sunrise Cash Cow.
Sadly, we're not doing that this year.
It's cloudy.